Have any of you ever been to a castle before?
Actually, yes, I have.
Like a legit Stonewall fortress.
Yes. So, let me tell you the story.
Go on, please.
So, in the summer of, gosh, what is this, 2017? Yeah, in the summer of 2017, a good friend of mine asked me if I wanted to visit her best friend in Scotland.
Oh, man.
And, of course, without even thinking, I said yes.
Yeah, because you should.
And then, as a side note, I was like, I love this person. That's probably where I'll tell them I love them. And then I ended up telling them I love them beforehand. But we still went to Scotland. And while in Scotland, her friend who is studying at uni there, she's like, hey, we should go to Edinburgh Castle. And I was like, yeah. So it was, I think it was about like £15 or so to get in. So, I mean, it was a little expensive.
Yeah. I mean, to see a castle, though, that's pretty cool.
We walked in a real live castle.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Like, it was more ancient than anything in the whole entirety that the colonizers of the US of A ever built.
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, most definitely, yeah.
Yeah, just to see something so ancient. And yes, at one point, they did fire off a cannon to signify midday, and that was incredible.
Yeah, no, those things are awesome. I mean, when you think about it, those things were made to not only sustain through battle, but right. through like trebuchet shots.
Yeah.
Like those things were made to like last through centuries. Uh-huh.
Oh, and to top it off, there was the very top of the castle, there was this chapel, and I can't remember who, I think it was dedicated to like, you know, St. Mary or something like
that. Okay, yeah, yeah.
But that castle was the single most oldest piece in the whole castle, because, you know, like you said, it kept getting sieged and it kept getting attacked.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, by some act of God, if you will, that church remained, which is pretty cool.
Well, wait, so the church was still there?
Wow. Yeah, and we got to go inside it, and just the difference in, you could just tell by looking at it, like the age of this stone is drastically different from the age of the stone outside of it. It was amazing.
Got See, it. I went to Edinburgh Castle, and one of the fun facts I remember, and I'm not even going to try to remember the dates and everything, but the original castle was built like super duper ancient, like the 1000s or 1300s or something like that.
Jesus.
And when it was built then, it was not that exciting to look at. It was just like a kind of like a big square. And all of the like cool, like tall towers and like picturesque castle like features were all built in the Renaissance, because they built it up to make it look more fancy, more to the like what a castle should look like, quote unquote. So the original castle was actually really boring, and it was all the artsy people during the Renaissance that were like, this needs to look more like a castle than it does, even though it's old as ass dirt.
So a bunch of artists came in and tried to do the work of actual like battalions and and engineers,
and they turned it into more like a Hogwarts looking thing instead of like just this castle on a hill meant to fight off the, I don't know, Saxons.
Yeah.
I have not been in a castle.
Castle Grayskull.
The closest thing that I've been to, I could say, was the Biltmore in North Carolina. In the like Asheville area.
Oh yeah, I've been there.
Yeah, that is the closest thing to a castle that I've ever been to. It's one of the most ridiculous things was, so that guy had cash money, like way too much, and he had one kid too, so it just And I remember that the dining hall, because you didn't have a kitchen or a dining room, you had a dining hall, was one of those things where it was like a 50-foot long table, and the ceiling went up to the top floor, and there was a spiral staircase that went from the bottom floor, and there was like a window that you could look the entire way up to the top floor staircase.
Whoa.
Yeah, and it was just like, you know, and of course the entire like walls were like, you know, carved wood of like these different like, you know, depictions of battles or eagles and stuff like that. It was just crazy, and it was just like, and that guy had that much money, you know, whenever that thing was built,
right?
And it's like the amount of money he had back then would be an absurd amount of money now. So of course he made the most like American castle at that time.
Oh yeah,
yeah, it was crazy.
Have you ever seen the commercials about Biltmore?
About the Biltmore?
Yes.
No.
Okay, no. Let me just give you like a taste of what they're like.
Okay.
So you see, the scene opens up, and you see a couple on a canoe listlessly carousing through the creek, And then it cuts to a mother and her young child prancing through the forest with an overlay voice. It's saying, do you remember the time when days were simpler? When you used to just run through the forest, wondering about the days and how the earth works? Do you remember the days of careless nights, just looking into the sky? Well, you do remember. That was yesterday at Biltmore.
Oh my god.
Wait, did we get a sponsor?
the Biltmore?
Next episode we're recording at the Biltmore.
So the most incredible thing about the Biltmore, besides its massive structure and the history built in it, is that the McDonald's outside has a fucking grand piano. Just going to throw it out there. McDonald's with a grand piano in it.
You know, Ronald McDonald sitting there with a cigar just playing.
Lounge tunes.
He's still in his normal yellow clown suit, but it has yellow tails.
Yeah.
And instead of like, I'm loving it, it's I'm loving it. And just this silky smooth.
Yeah, just beautiful piece of music. Well, you guys are asked to go to
the Biltmore.
Go to the Biltmore, North Carolina.
All right.
Also called Citadel Old Terrain or Hell Knight Hill.
Ooh.
You guys were the only adventurers that showed up that day, so.
Wait. So at the call to heroes.
Yes.
We were the only one.
To be fair, there was three of you because one of you is a town guard that's been there for a hot minute.
And we technically don't know how many people this thing attracts.
That's true.
Yeah.
It might just be one hero. Usually.
Yeah.
Huh. That would.
Hey, one Bill showed up again.
No pressure.
Imagine that guy's bad day when it's like there's a dragon killing sheep and he's like, oh shit. They're an adventurer. I mean, yeah, it's like my second day.
Why don't you assholes keep your sheep in the house?
I feel like if there's a dragon killing sheep, call to heroes for a little town is probably a little bit underkill. Probably just send off for Chelly.
No, you don't understand. You understand. Adventurers are all powerful. They know this because of Sir Layman Breachhill. Breachton.
Fair enough.
Why don't you get him to kill a dragon?
I don't know where he is. So, you guys have been asked to chase down Calmont, who you were told by the other guards had set the fire and then summoned the Mephit to make more fire.
Oh, you mean the Mephit that died in, like, one hit?
Yeah, the Mephit that I was like, man, I can't wait to do, you know, so much horrible things to it, and then just... So Sir Benson just took it out.
Yeah, my right town, away. Bitch.
Yeah. First crit, right?
First attack roll was a crit.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, I brought out my claws and everything. Didn't even get to use them.
Yeah.
Did you do that out in the street, outside of the building?
After you're running, I believe.
Fuck you.
So,
care if you die.
So as Greta Gardania has you all around, and you know, and she's asking you, adventurers, will you travel to Hell Knight Hill and chase down Calmont and bring him to justice, as adventurers normally do? The guy who goes by the name of Mr. Passandi, you know him as he's the owner and proprietor of the Stoneworks in town.
Right.
He's coughs up a little bit. He's the guy that was played by Mel Gibson. He's like, don't trust this orc. I saw him. I saw him. He told his friend to leave, and he ran out. I saw him run back in for some stupid reason, but his original plan, I saw him. Do not trust this man. And he's just like, get the crowd riled up, and, you know, they're already scared, and now he's, like, trying to sow discord against this half-orc you just met.
Just smirking. Just literally don't give a shit. Be like, tiny man, I ended up saving you.
Well, would I roll a perception to, like, is there sense motive anymore?
Perception goes into that. Culture. Actually, yeah. I'm pretty sure culture could fit into that.
Really?
For sense motive?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably be deception.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I wanna tell if this guy has ulterior motives.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah, you can do that.
First roll of the day. Natural 2 for a total of a 5.
Total of 5. He kind of seems like an ass.
Yeah.
But he seems genuine in his distrust of the half-orc.
So I look at him and I'm like, I assure you that
Abadar wills he will be brought to justice. And if there is one thing I care deeply about, it is justice and money.
Oh, so you're friends with this man then? Fine, go die on Hell Knight Hill and see if I care.
Anyway. Friends? And I laugh. Ha!
I am friends with very few people, but I am friends with justice.
Well, he already stopped off, so.
And money.
Jerk.
Rude.
Come back here, I was talking to you.
Hey, I was saying something cool, please.
So wait, who was Calmont again?
Calmont was the people in town know him as the, there's a bookseller, and he was the assistant to the bookseller. Weird that he decided to do it, you know, working as pretty much a librarian.
Wow.
It's weird, but, you know, the people saw him do it, so.
Hmm.
You're going to go chase him to Hell Knight Hill.
Right. So Sir Benson walks up to you.
Who's me? Who's you?
I can't remember your name.
Adalar.
Adalar? Is uh-huh. that the god?
No, Abadar.
Abadar.
It was, okay.
Tim didn't play test that game.
All right, what I was going to do, Tim, I walk up to you.
Okay.
What's your name, friend?
The name is Adalar. Adalar Vaynor.
You're on your way to Hell Knight Hill.
Yes, I am. I'm on. I pursue justice, wherever it may be, and if I heard correctly, there is some coin involved.
Well, you'll need a strong sword. I'm on my way out there. I might as well go with you.
I appreciate it. I must say, I did treat you a bit unfairly earlier. The city I come from, Chillax, has a lot of lazy guardsmen, so I was not expecting such battle prowess, so I give you due deference.
Take no worry.
John, could Benson give me a religion check?
Fifteen.
Huh? That's good. That's well enough to know that Chillax is known for worshipping demons and devils.
Oh boy!
I eye him strangely.
He seems really nice for someone to come from Chillax, but.
And you worship Abadar.
That is correct.
Then I think we'll get along fine.
All right, so. Warble Bumblebrasher, the very nice goblin that you met today, she comes up and she goes,
If you lot are heading to Hell Knight Hill, would you care if I join you? I cannot provide any assistance if there's any danger, but I would like to be the first to respond if any of my Bumblebrasher goblins need assistance. I just really want to make sure that they're safe. Would that be fine with you?
Of course, my lady. We always welcome tag-along NPCs who don't contribute to combat.
That's a little on the nose there, friend.
That was a very meta statement.
Very meta, sir.
All right, so you guys have horses, or you guys walk in? How are you going to get there?
I mean, I have one horse with, but that's it.
Yeah. I have no horse.
I have a horse as well.
Zero horse.
No horse.
I turn to the Bumble Rush and I'm like, my dear lady, how far away is it on foot?
Oh, we could make it there in only a few hours. If we do require more horses, I could certainly use some from the town guard. They have some just around.
I guess I do.
Okay, so they summon the stable boy to bring over two horses.
For a second, I thought Bumblebrush was summoning horses.
We'll have these for 13 seconds.
Go now, go now, right now, go.
Mother of God.
All right, so they get you horses. Who wants to hold Warble on their horse?
I will.
Okay.
Oh, that's adorable.
I mean, it makes sense.
It's a little goblin backpack.
It's a little goblin.
Goblin backpack.
Chilling there. Probably just talking in this old grandmother reaction.
I just imagine, like, Yoda on Luke's back.
Most definitely.
I go. You never know. Maybe she can heal. So, like, if you take a hit, she just heals you.
I think she's a fourth level cleric. So, yeah, she could heal.
Yeah. Damn.
All right,
you'll be protected.
You guys hustle your way to Hell Knight Hill. It is quite the sight. Rising from the hilltop above is a looming structure of crumbling stone and still imposing battlements, though verdant nature is reclaiming the site. Plumes of red smoke, which Ambassador Warball believes to be distress signal from the Bumblebrusher goblins, rise from the roof of the keep's central tower. This place can only be a citadel all-terrain, the infamous former home of the Order of the Nail Hell Knights, now fallen into ruin. The gate-like doors in the center of the keep hang ajar. Not surprising, since no one has maintained this facility in years. So, as you guys walk around, as you guys approach, you can see that plenty of the walls of this place have just crumbled. So there are a few entrances more than just the main gate. You guys could go in there, but there are a few broken down walls that you guys could kind of look into.
What? Okay, so...
How do you want to approach this massive structure?
At this point, Elkwood, like, he's been fairly silent since... I mean, that's what he does. But he was accompanying, and he's going to suggest... He said, I'm actually fairly good at stealthing ahead, so maybe I can percept ahead.
Don't go too far, friend.
I will try not to, of course.
Okay, while you guys... Warble can set up a little camp, sort of like on the tree line. Go ahead and make a stealth check.
Perception, or perception first, or stealth?
Stealth
first.
Yeah, right. Stealth first. Yeah, and then.
Oh, first roll.
Ah, damn.
That would be a 9.
All right, so a 9. Luckily, there's not too much around. Like I said, it looks pretty abandoned. But you do hear some sort of, like, whimpering, like a dog or something. You see a tree out front, sort of on the south side of the front door there. And you see what looks like a wolf. Looks trapped. He looks like he's stuck in a bear trap.
Oh, man.
Oh, no. He's going to approach closer to it.
Okay.
Stealth still?
Yep.
Okay. Oh, come on. Okay. Natural 19. So that'd be a 26.
All right, so as you get close, you can see that this wolf has, its foot is stuck in a bear trap, and it looks like it has a few, like, bite marks on it. But it looks alive. It just looks like it got really messed up by something.
Elkwood's just going to look at it for a moment and stealth a little closer and check it over. Actually, what type of check? Like, to see how... You said it's alive, but, like, you know, just see how severe...
As you're...
It's, like, bleeding out.
Yeah, as you get close to, you know, like, and inspect the wounds, it wakes up and it looks at you, and it starts wagging its tail.
Didn't even notice.
This looks just like Skult.
Skult?
Yeah.
It's like, and then, glitched for a moment. He's like, don't stop. And then just immediately, like, tried to take this bear trap off.
Okay. Go ahead. You can do a thievery check to try to disable the device, or you can just make a regular strength check to try to pry it open.
Thievery.
All right, thievery. I would assume so.
Yeah. Yes, a thievery. Says, don't worry, boy. I'm here. Yeah. 16 plus 7, so...
That all right,
that should be fine.
That beats a 20. So you manage to pull one of the springs out, and then the contraption just collapses.
Awesome. He's just immediately like take Skult into his arms for a moment. He's just like, oh, he'd, like, start petting him.
He starts like licking your face.
Oh,
his
he's
face
adorable.
Is covered in blood. So now you have dog saliva and blood on your face.
Adorable little bastard. So, oh, Skult, what happened to you? He just like is holding him close and like looking around to see if there's anything else. Like,
no. The outside of this is pretty much empty. The only thing you can see on the outside of the citadel are the huge vines going up, and it's just sort of crumbling. But you don't see anything out of the ordinary other than that.
Nothing out of the ordinary. Nope. Okay. Against other things, he's just going to head back with the wolf.
Okay.
With him. Probably not stealthing back at this point.
You're just running back. With
he'll stealth back.
Okay.
And try to keep. I mean, I'm not sure actually how animal handling works. Like, so I'm like, hey, stealth. Like,
It says that animal companions follow your every whim.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh.
Animal companions are.
That is much,
much
better.
Easier.
Handle animal. Ah, damn it.
Yeah.
You would have had so little headaches last campaign, man.
Yeah.
It was so much fun, though.
I love it.
Gotta roll that 20 before.
it was really fun to watch people try to train their pets.
Yeah, he's all right, so stealth back.
Yeah, so you stealth back. Go ahead. Go ahead and roll.
17.
17, yeah. Yeah, you're fine. Okay. So Elkwood appears out of nowhere, and he has a bloody wolf in his arms.
Yes. He's holding him, too. He's just,
yeah.
What with the mangy dog?
Seems you found something, friend.
This mangy dog is my friend. His name is Skolt, and he's been with me for thick and thin. He's not mangy. He's been having trouble. He was caught in a bear trap up further north. I'm not sure what else is going on. There seemed to be nothing else.
You didn't see anything?
No. It was bare and quiet, even.
All right.
I would suggest we still take some precaution. I'm unsure of what's further.
Would you like me to look after his wounds, or at least see what kind of shape he's in?
If you don't mind.
All right, so I'm going to roll a medicine check just to kind of see. He's got him in his arms. I don't know if anything's broken or anything.
Yeah, I'll set him down.
Yeah. I got a 17.
So he's got tons of bite wounds on him. It looks like he's suffering from some like severe rash as well. Wherever the bite wounds are, it looks like there's some kind of like really awful rash heading with that. Also, a bear trap does what a bear trap does, and his legs pretty messed up from that. He looks as though he's pretty low on health. He's figure about like 1 to 2 HP.
Oh shit!
So he's pretty messed up.
Gotta put him down.
So,
takes the arrow.
Waterball goes over and goes, "Oh, did you get lunch?"
And he's just somewhere. He spawned back, and like Goblin says, "Don't even think about it."
Always count on Goblin's hatred of dogs.
Yeah, a wolf at least, but still,
it's bigger. It's scarier.
Wolves have more meat than regular dogs.
Once again, if you touch him, I will gut you, woman.
Oh, is this? Oh, I'm sorry.
He's my companion.
I didn't know. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I did not realize. Here, I will heal the dog.
All right.
You gain 15 HP.
All right. Oh, so he should be fine.
Dropping rocks.
Okay.
Because I think it's like half HP, right?
Do what?
The actual, yeah, hit point. Yeah, he's fine.
Okay.
I think hit points are like 6.
No, he should have more than that.
For the R sheet, hit point 6. Unless this was elsewhere.
Oh, no. I thought he had more than that.
I feel like he should have a lot more.
Look it up on your phone because, it's always contingent on your level too, so that might be right.
But level 1, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I
maybe,
would say level
but
1.
Look it up, and then we can figure
God,
it out.
I hope so.
Okay, so
if only we had some rule books.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Warble heals Skolt up. He's still got some wicked scars going on.
Yeah, but now he's badass.
Yeah, but
all the bitches will love him.
Yeah, right. He looks like a pretty nasty looking wolf right now.
Awesome.
So you got your animal companion back?
6 Yay. Is correct.
6 is correct.
Yeah.
All right.
Awesome.
Cool. So he's back up. How do you guys want to proceed into Citadel Alterine?
Sir Benson will walk straight up to the gate.
Okay. So you walk up. The front door is ajar. It's like huge, like Trump doors.
I turn around to see if anybody is coming with me.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be, Elk going to be stealthing around as well. Not like in the open, but he's going to be sneaking.
Okay.
Elkwood. Do you want to go ahead inside, or do you want all of us to come with you?
Let me go ahead and I'll leave Skalt with you at the moment, and I will go over this wall, or try to be.
Which wall do you want to go to?
Actually, hold on. I have the wolf token.
All right, well, I'll take my finger
back.
That
doesn't look like a freaking demon.
Like a werewolf. This is a... It was a troll hound. It was the figure I was going to use. Don't you want to use a troll hound?
I mean, a troll hound probably would regenerate.
Hound would kill all of you.
So we're approaching from where at, actually?
So you guys can approach from wherever you want. Like I said, there's a few holes in the walls, but you guys could just go through the front gate as well. It's completely up to you.
Okay. He's going to go around the walls. The ones with the vines, you said there's vines growing on it?
So. There's vines all over.
Okay, so he'll use the vines to climb up.
Okay. Let me go ahead and find out the DC for that, because that was actually something they wrote.
I would hope so. Like vines, I got to climb it. I played Zelda.
Yeah, right.
It's okay when you go up there and die, we won't be able to climb up after.
That is true.
Let's see. Yeah, you can make a climb check to scale the walls.
All right. Climb check it is, and I would be applying athletics to that.
Yes.
Yeah. Ooh. 13?
13, yeah. You can't seem to find good footholds here. Damn. But whenever you grab a vine, it just sort of comes down. It doesn't feel stable enough.
Damn.
All right, so what I'm reading for hit points, your animal companion has ancestry hit points from its type, which for a wolf seems to be 6, plus a number of hit points equal to 6 plus its con mod for each level you have. So it
level 1, yeah.
So it should have. It sounds like it should have 12 plus 2, so it sounds like it should have 14.
14,
because it has a
con plus 2.
Because wolf's, it says hit points is 6, and it has a con of 2.
Yes.
So 6 plus 2, 8 plus 6, 14.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Okay,
he's more beefy then.
Yeah, so he was still fully healed with Warble, but he has much more health now. So
nice.
Yeah, he's more beefy.
All right, so you cannot seem to find a way to climb these walls.
Damn it. All these vines are just too delicate.
Yeah.
Can't go to, I guess, front door it is.
All right, sounds good.
I open the door.
Okay, so you open the door and you see...
Ooh, that's a good sound.
3 goblin dogs.
Oh, no.
Just sitting right here in the front. They don't look like they're doing too much. They're just kind of chilling.
Okay.
Yep. Wait, is Warble with us?
No, she is tending to the horses.
I would prefer not to go in if there was danger. Thank you.
Useless!
So, battered reinforced doors hang in jar in this main entrance of Citadel Ulterine. Once the headquarters of the Hell Knight Order of the Nail, above the doorframe, a tarnished seal depicting a sunburst made of nails stands out in relief on the keep stonework. Under the seal runs a worn but clear line of carved text. Does anyone speak Infernal?
Oh, fuck.
Nope.
Nope.
No. No. All right. Some strange, seemingly really metal-looking text on the wall.
It's like any death metal band has just like throwing sticks on the ground. That's what it is.
I'm going to I'll do it when we're not dealing with dogs.
These goblin dogs don't appear to be threatened by you in any way. They're just like, you know.
But I'll just slowly ease forward.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not rush in.
Yeah, I'll stay behind.
Now it's like when we head in, like we can just go off to the left. Like, what are these things?
What is along the east wall?
So on the outside of the room, you can see there's a whole bunch of Hell Knight armors that are on like mannequins. They're all rusted and dented beyond belief.
Oh,
damn it. But that'd be awesome.
You could put them together in order to kind of like make a seemingly Hell Knight armor. You probably wouldn't trick anyone who's an actual Hell Knight, but most people might assume you are if you have that kind of armor on.
Can I do a perception check on them to see if they look spoopy?
Do you want to be inside the building?
Yes.
Get a better look.
Yeah, push me.
What word did you just use?
Spoopy.
Okay, that's what I thought.
He's a millennial.
I got a 17.
17. Maybe not so spoopy, but they're definitely threatening. Imagine like Hell Knights always have their armor's completely black with like red accents, and it always has spikes on it and stuff, and always has horns. Uh-huh. It pretty much looks like someone took a demon and turned it into armor.
Sir Benson appreciates that color scheme.
Isn't it like kind of like Sauron in the beginning of Lord of the Rings?
Yeah,
horns.
So Sauron looks like the head lictor of one of the Hell Knight orders. Yeah.
Real quick, I'm gonna just do a sweeping detect magic on the room.
Yep. There's no magic here.
Okay.
So Adalar was about to start the incantation for detect magic, and then Kezra goes ahead and does it, and Adalar looks at Kezra. I'm like, we always have similar concerns.
We are of one mind.
Did you see anything?
No, there's no magic.
I walk up to the door, the next door on the right of me. It's a far one from you.
Okay, so you guys walk past the goblin dogs. They don't give two crap.
Kezra's going to walk to the other door.
I'll be behind Kezra.
I'll be behind Benson.
Sides of the table sticking together?
Yeah. It's like Benson... He said, if you probably wear some of that armor, you could pose as one of these Hell Knights.
I do not want to do that.
Shame.
So, this opens up to a large circular hall. The narrow corridor stretches around the octagonal center of the keep, and is divided into segments by doors leading through this level of the towers, or into interior rooms. Here and there, a few remaining paintings of door-faced Hell Knights still grace the walls between high... narrow windows that let in limited light.
We both walk through the doors, right?
We both walk out.
We see the other person. We're like, ah, enemy! And just fight.
So, he's got blue eyes.
Yeah, so these two doors open up, and it's just a large hallway that goes around the keep.
Huh. Kezra, was it?
Yes.
We should not split up. Which end do you want to go around?
I usually like taking the lead.
Then I will follow at your side, my friend.
And Kezra starts heading down the hall.
All right.
Which hall?
Going to go north or south?
The direction I'm the door I went.
Okay. So the south hall.
I will move right next to him.
I'll follow behind Benson.
He'll follow. Elk will be in the back, he's just making sure nothing.
Kezra's just gonna round the hall, kind of curves, and then appears to be a door.
Yep. So there's a door at the southernmost side of that hallway. When you open up that door, there is a door to straight ahead, and then there's a door to your left. The room that you walked into, it looks like the base of one of the crenellated towers.
All right, Kezra is gonna crenellated towers. Kezra's just gonna go ahead and open the door to the south.
Door to the south. Okay.
Love that word, crenellated.
Crenellated. It's a good word.
This one.
One of those $10 words, man.
Yep. So you open up the door, and this dingy room is littered with toppled bunk beds and broken furniture, and doors to small but private bedchambers hang open along the western and southern walls. In the room's center, bed frames are stacked upon each other to form a sort of fort, with filthy and ripped bedding draped over the top to form its ceilings and walls.
I look at Kezra and I say, this looks like the workings of some child?
Or perhaps just goblins.
When we walk into the room, do we see anything?
Yeah, perception? Or?
Yeah, go ahead and roll perception, see what you can find.
Mm. Or here.
Or here.
I got a 20.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a 9.
I got a 25.
Ooh, 14.
All right, so you can see that the area around the giant bunk bed fort that's made here in the center, it looks like there's like bones and like refuse.
Ew.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of, and it smells bad in here too. I can't explain. It smells really bad in here, actually.
Yeah, okay. He's just kind of like upturns. He's like, oh god.
So there's a room
hygiene.
Directly next to Kezra, kind of when we walk in this room. I'm just going to go ahead and open that door.
Okay, so you open up that door. Let me go ahead.
And this is the door to the west?
John's over there shaking his head because we're not discussing these things, but...
Kezra
just kind of... He's just going to keep going until we're a cohesive group.
Dog, you do you.
Kezra's calling Kezra. All
right, so you open up the room. As the door makes a... opens up. A bugbear flies out from the bunk bed fort and charges at you.
Oh my gosh.
Not the fort.
Roll initiative, please.
Yes. Bring it on.
Hey, Benson. So you know that time that Kezra ran out of the cathedral? Maybe we should run out of the building and leave him here.
It's not the greatest time to have conversations, friend.
It's like you never had a fight before. I'll take that.
All right. Going around the table, Kezra.
14.
14. All right. Adelar?
Oh, right. 21.
21. Right. Very nice.
Tim forgot we were playing second edition for a minute.
I was looking for the initiative. Oh, wait, that's right.
I have to explain myself. I have a group that I'm playing first E with, so it gets a little...
Yeah, confusing. Yeah, we're all in a lot of games. We're all first edition, so can it.
Yeah, I know. This is literally the second, like, 2E, like, campaign that we've been in. The first one was a three-action game night, so... all right, Benson.
16.
16. And Elk?
15.
15.
And I guess, what's Animal Companion just go with my turn?
Yep, well. You will give him an order, and then he'll follow it, yeah. So, going first, to surprising no one, is Adelar.
All right.
So this bugbear looks like this. It is actually a female bugbear.
Oh, no.
Watch out. It's a lady. I don't know why that has anything to do with anything.
She's a man-eater.
Is that what they look like in second edition?
All right.
They look different.
Yeah. They,
where's
they,
the
they
shield?
Look, they look
with
a little
hand.
Different. They look more like comic book esque in a way.
Yeah.
So I think they look neat.
Listen,
but yeah, see, she has some really vicious looking daggers that she's charging at Kezra with.
Right. So where's the shield with the hand stapled to it? Like in the
yeah,
first
right.
edition.
I know. It's such a good like picture. But
you're
yeah.
like, what's a bugbear? It sounds cute. Oh, no.
No,
oh, dear God.
So I would like to spend an action to recall knowledge.
Okay.
What knowledge do I roll?
Knowledge society.
Ah. Hoity-toity, Mr. Godlike Smarty Pants.
I got Adelar got a 19.
Got a 19. That is good.
Solid, man.
So, you know, bugbears are, they're mostly thugs. Which is pretty common knowledge. They specialize in the art of lurking in the shadows. You know that some of them have an ability. Bugbears have the ability called bushwhack. The bugbear can stride and grab and then immediately get like claw damage off. So that's how they jump people on the road. They're really good at grabbing with their hands and then following up with natural attacks and daggers.
Bushwhackers. All right. So do I. Are they chaotic by chance?
This one's neutral evil, actually. So they're neutral evil.
All right,
interesting.
Well, I'm going to spend my last two actions to cast Divine Lance.
All right, so you point your finger out.
Oh, well, not quite pointing the finger out.
Oh.
So
the middle finger.
The middle finger.
Adelar says, fuck you.
Is that like a range attack?
Yes, it is. So what happens is you look at Adelar's hand.
Mm-hmm.
His hand starts glowing a gold light, and it starts to form in the shape of a lance. But from upon closer inspection, just looks like it's a lance made of pure gold, baby, because it's Abadar. And he...
Cough, Sunlight Spear.
God, Aladar be ballin'.
And he launches his lance.
All right.
That is a 19.
A 19 hits.
All right.
Deal some damage.
And this thing definitely gets cover, by the way.
Oh, it would get cover?
Well, he's shooting through two people.
He's
shooting through John and me.
Then that is a miss, actually.
What?
Yeah. Sorry.
What did you get?
I got a 19.
Ouch.
Forever the rules, lawyer.
Thank you, Kelly. I always love you.
I know.
More than the rest.
You're juggling a lot. You got a whole new system to learn. You're DMing.
It's always good to have a co-GM. Any GMs out there, any aspiring GMs, always have a co-GM to just sort of go, oh, wait. It's this save, not this save.
Real quick, I just want to say, we need like a button we can hit whenever he talks. It's like, the objection!
I am a masochist for making sure the rules screw me as hard as they possibly can.
Put that on the soundboard, too.
We all love that about you, Cal.
Alright, so Adalar throws his golden lance out and narrowly misses.
There's your one spell of the day.
That was a cantrip.
Hey, also, Tui, you get plenty of this.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so that was your turn there, Adalar. Benson, it is your turn.
I'm going to move up.
Get him, Branson.
Branson.
It's Ben. Fuck it. And I'm going to swing at the goblin. Goblin. Bugbear. Good lord.
They're goblin types.
I
think that's going to be a miss.
Luckily, they do not have attack of opportunity, so...
Good.
10.
Yep. 10 die does not hit.
Shocking.
So, no attack of opportunity.
And then the last...
And then you miss, and then...
Raise my shield.
And then raise your shield. Very nice. Now it comes to her turn.
Oh.
Kezra, you look like a tasty snack.
Suplex.
My nice orky skin.
Yeah, ooh. Yeah.
Didn't you say in the first episode they had like scales almost, or
when his claws came out?
Oh yeah, okay, that's what I remember.
But he is shirtless.
Ooh.
Hey Jake, real quick,
nice
can
piece
I test
of man meat?
Mm-hmm.
Can I test a sound to see if it'd work?
Go right ahead.
All
right.
Oh no.
Nah, it's too low.
It is a nice deep grumble.
It's
though.
A grumble.
Yeah, I was thinking more. I was trying to find a bugbearish kind of noise, but I don't really see anything.
All
right. Anyways.
I'm a bugbear.
So she attempts to grapple you, Kezra, with a 10.
Ooh.
Shit, I forget. Is that against a... It's against my...
Does he make a fortitude save?
Yeah, I think I do.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
10.
10, so it has to meet or exceed, and she did just that. So, when she grabs you, her claws dig deep into your flesh, and you take...
I thought she had two claws, two daggers in her hands.
Quick question.
No, she had a dagger and then a claw.
Quick question.
She has daggers on her, but...
He is grappled.
Ooh.
Can I still retributive strike? If he's going to take damage.
So what happens is because the attack succeeded, now you get to try to interrupt, and then you'll get the chance to in order to get your attack off and stuff like that. So go ahead and roll. Your retributive strike works when they take damage. So, what it is you will reduce the damage taken, and then if you're within when you are within melee attack range, then you get to make an attack of opportunity on them. Go ahead and roll to reduce the damage that he'll take. Should be... Kelly's looking it up, I guess.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
Oh. Benson is going to use his retributive strike. I want to know how much it'll reduce the damage taken.
One second, I got that up.
I mean, he should know that.
Okay, all right.
I'm looking at something else.
All right.
Equal to 2 plus your level, so 3.
Okay, all right, so you reduce it by 3. Got
that's
it.
Good.
All right. Well, let me go ahead and roll for damage and see how much you actually take, because you might not take any.
25. She's actually 10th level. Like, it's just like, oh, no.
We're fucked.
Well, we can just run.
So you end up taking 2 damage with that. But now, John, you get to get an attack of opportunity on her.
Hmm.
15.
15 to hit, that is not a hit.
Damn.
Oh, wait, no, she didn't hit me. Okay, I calculated that wrong. You don't roll for a skill DC. It's 10 plus Shit. Ah, fuck, I don't know.
So I still have my retributive strike.
You still have your retributive strike. But she missed with that one fist attack. With the grapple. Instead, she is just going to try to stab you with the dagger.
The prison shank.
Yeah. It sort of looks like a prison shank, yeah.
It's a toothbrush.
I think it's 10 plus my fortitude. I don't think I roll. So it would be a 15.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case, she didn't grab you, but she's still going to try to shank you a few times.
Contact Jake if we get that wrong.
She does get a 17 to hit with the dagger, though.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, retributive strike.
Go ahead.
Since it's just a dagger, it's not a grapple.
You take 8 damage as she shanks you with a dagger.
Minus 3.
But it's...
Oh, okay, you're using that? Okay, so, yeah. so then oh, you only okay. take 5.
Okay. It's a good thing we didn't heal before we came here.
So I rolled a natural 20 on that.
All right.
Well, you used it.
That's a crit.
Oh, my gosh.
Branson doing Branson things.
Damn straight.
Branson. Not 20. Branson's going Branson. And she's dead. Like, I'm just waiting for it. Like.
Okay, so that's 18 points of damage.
18 points of damage. Oh. Very nice there, Benson. All right.
Oh, wait. No.
Oh.
That's 15. I looked at the wrong thing.
Got it.
Wow. Well, shit. Only 15. God.
Well, yeah, I just want to keep me honest.
Yeah, hit her pretty hard, though. She was not. She's not happy with that at all.
She was like, what?
And then she's going to take her...
Is my shield still raised, even though I use retributive strike?
Yeah, because if you take an action in order to raise your shield, then you don't need to use your reaction. So you still have your shield, but use your reaction that you could usually use to raise the shield as your retributive strike.
All right, good.
So your reaction is used until next turn. All right, so that was only her first two attacks. Let me go ahead and just do another one.
Wait, what?
Yeah, well, she tried to grab, failed,
yeah.
And then she stabbed, and now she's going to stab again.
Does she get, like, a negative to this smoke roll?
Yes, but...
Okay.
Wait, she's stabbing me again?
Yep, she's going to stab you again.
She don't like
for
you.
a 16.
Yep.
All right.
Can't do anything about that.
He's shirtless.
He takes just 8.
Okay.
Right. Like, and he's dead. Oh. Right.
So she tried to grab you by the scruff, missed, stabbed you once and got critted, and then just kept going at it and got you again.
God, man, she's tenacious.
Oh, bugbears are nasty.
Yeah, they are.
Also, if you remember, I was texting you guys and I said, I'm really scared for these combats.
Yeah.
Especially because we didn't heal before we came in here.
Well, we got the wolf healed. That's all.
Elk, it is your turn.
Right. Elk is going to see this lady, since you bring that up. And, okay, so as a ranger, I have hunt prey. Now, is that an action, correct, to say I hunt prey? This is
yes, that's an action.
Prey.
Yes.
Yeah,
yep,
so
yep.
I use move up. So, actually, it doesn't really matter. I can stay in here, because no matter what, I have to shoot through somebody. But I am going to... hunt prey on her, first action.
All right.
And second action, I'm just going to let loose an arrow. And let's see here.
Don't forget cover.
Oh, yeah. Cover would be a 2? 2 here?
That's it. He worries about it, not you.
Oh.
Yeah, yep.
Seven. 16?
16 does not hit.
Man. Oh, shoot! He is just going to go and try shoot again.
All right.
At this point.
Yeah, then you just get your minus 5.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a miss.
Alrighty. Alright, do you want to do anything with Sculpt?
I'll just... well, he'll just be able to run through enemy ally squares, correct?
Yes. Like, just boom.
And he also, I believe, has movement of... Yeah, higher movement speed.
And he's out. That's
I'll have him... move
yeah.
up there.
Yeah, he's
and
fine.
He's going to take a bite at her.
All right. He's gonna take a bite out of crime.
Or try to. he doesn't have... It's not cover anymore, so whatever. Let's see here. And that would be a... He rolled higher than me. that would be 11 plus... Crap.
It should be plus 7.
So 18? The hit?
18 does hit.
Yeah. Oh,
yes. Yes.
Okay, so he is just going to chomp right at her legs. All right. That was a D100. That was
cool.
Certainly the wrong one. It's a 1D8 piercing damage.
All right.
Freaking minimal damage. One plus... I think it's just one damage.
He should have a strength mod on that, I think.
If it's a strength mod, that would be 3.
Oh, okay.
And so, right. Knockdown attempt, I guess.
All right, so the way that it works with wolves is that you just spend an action and you knock them down.
Okay, so you just don't spend his last action and knock her down.
All right.
Sick.
Yeah.
Owned a successful jaw strike, which he did.
Yes.
Just going to knock her down prone.
Got it.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. When I read that, I was like, wait, you just do it?
Oh, yeah. Save? Yeah. Nope. And also, he says it also mentions that they now get a -5 foot penalty for their speeds.
Yep.
Because you're like tearing their tendons out, so she's like, "Oh my god!" Like,
wolves in nature when they go after people or bison or whatever, they always go for the ankles because
throat or ankles.
And so, well, they go for the ankles and then your throat because you're on the ground. Yeah,
that's why you're.
So, you.
3 damage. And
get a good gash into her leg, and she is now on the ground, which is not a good place you want to be with a bunch of
people just standing over. All right,
Kezra, it is your turn.
Kezra is going to back off, holding his grievous wounds.
Yeah.
Take a couple steps back.
You might want a tetanus shot after those daggers.
yeah. So,
you meaning he's running
I
again.
I am going to cast Electric Arc, so roll a reflex save.
Alrighty. Reflex save for her. It's coming out to a natural 1 for a 9.
That's going to be some damage.
I would think so.
There you go, Cal.
Wait, natural 1? Isn't that crit fail?
Depending on a certain amount, right?
There's no critical fail condition for this spell.
Oh, yep. Darn.
Yep.
So that will be 5 electricity damage.
Nice.
All right. Gets on the ground and goes...
Just shaking.
Yeah. All right.
I mean, she's taken decent damage.
So was that 1 and 2 action?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, so back to the top of the round. Round 2, back to Adalar.
All right, Adalar, seeing Kezra's grievous wounds, says slyly, "Oh, Kezra, always putting yourself in harm's way." And he casts with 2 actions, heal.
All right.
Ah, that's the good. That's definitely the good one.
2d8.
Good stuff.
Get rid of that wounded condition.
You heal for 9.
Yeah. Ooh,
that's some sweet, sweet goodness.
Tasty, tasty heal.
All right. Do you want to do anything with your last action?
Piano reminds me of either Castlevania or like the top of Ocarina of Time, like when you meet Ganon at the top of the tower, and he's just playing a freaking organ.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to cast 2 actions. Yeah, 1 action. I'm going to cast Guidance on the dog.
All right.
Is that a range spell?
Yep.
It is now.
30 foot range. So until the start of your next turn, the target, in this case, Skult, yes, receives a +1 status bonus to 1 attack roll.
Ooh, alrighty.
Perception check, saving throw, or skill check, blah, 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 blah.
But so yeah,
it's your
one
choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm thankful.
Alrighty.
I'm going to say...
He's a wolf, not a dog.
No. As I cast the spell, I say, "Who's a good boy? Who's a good boy?"
Oh, he'll wag his tail. He's a happy, happy little creature.
All right.
Especially when he's, like, killing something.
He's really happy about that.
Yeah.
Comes to Benson.
First strike. 17.
That definitely hits with her on the ground.
Yes!
noise.
That is 8 damage.
Shoot. Sorry.
Pause Reddit.
Hanging up. Sorry. It's my freaking alumni keep trying to call me from my college, and they're like, hey, you won't donate money?
I was going to say, are they asking you?
Fuck no.
My grandfather went to Fitchburg, and he's, you know, in his almost in his 80s, and they still call him.
I'm like, bitch, I don't have money. I'm sorry.
I graduated. Don't you know I don't have any money?
I spent all my money there.
Yeah.
8 damage.
8 damage. Oh. You bring a sword down on her. Nice. She's looking pretty fucked up. Want to go keep going at it?
Yeah, what's the negatives for?
So it'll be a negative 5.
Okay. Yeah, go for it. Maybe get that 20.
Nope, that's a 10 on the die for just an 11.
Just an 11. Nope, does not.
I will raise my shield.
You raise your shield.
Oh, yeah.
Against the person on the ground.
Yes.
You can always roll a 20 on the third attack.
Yeah, I'll swing.
All right.
There you go. Wait.
What the...
Natural.
There you go,
do you have to? Where's your sound bite for this?
God bless you, Kelly.
Not 20.
There you go.
I am the soundboard.
Okay.
Not 20.
All right.
So Branson has swung his sword 4 times in this campaign. He has crit
3
times.
Now that Greg is gone, I am the one.
Good old Greg, that gunslinger that made me hate my life as a GM.
13 damage. Didn't roll great.
She has 3 left, so you bring the sword down into her chest, and she dies immediately.
Yes, Branson.
My, looks like she didn't do well at all.
Can we get the fog of war out of that room?
Yeah, I opened that door. So,
You sure did. All right, so you open up that door.
Glad I used my orc ferocity. The day on the first encounter.
I was wondering why you said you were wounded. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
That would have
put me
down. With the wounded condition.
When did you get wounded?
So I have Orc Ferocity, so once per day. The way Ferocity works in this game, once per day you can use it. If you were brought to 0 or below, you instead fall to 1, but you gained 1 wound.
Okay.
So I don't have any more Ferocity. So his healing got rid of my wound, but yeah, next time I just go down.
How much health do you have?
I didn't come in here with full health.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was still burned from the fire. And
oh,
to heal.
You healed me. That's why I have full health.
I'm so glad.
I like this.
Yeah.
So as you open up the door directly to the west when you walked into this room, you open it up and you see to the north, of many rows of stadium-style benches standing stands a wide dais. Garbage clutters what was once undoubtedly a pristine floor. A small corridor near the dais leads to the west, while to the north an iron gate provides a view into the central courtyard.
Wait, what?
On the dais.
From this room?
You mean the store? Oh.
Oh, there you go. Makes sense now.
Full chapel.
I like when you said, like, stadium seating.
Adalar, I'm going to need some more. We need some more healing.
I
need Abadar's touch.
All right.
He just throws gold at you.
You can bill me later. You know I'm good for it.
You know me.
Come on,
too,
man. You know I'm good for it. Come on.
All right. So I'm going to use my...
melt some gold.
That's my last spell of the day.
Uh-oh.
Crown for king.
Uh-oh.
I only have 2.
Oh, shit.
You hurt?
No. You have a different pool for your healing.
Oh.
Yeah,
you have like,
bond
you have like healing. You have like 4 or 6 healing heal spells per day.
You have like 10. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a completely different pool of them. I think you get like... I think it's like 4 plus your... wisdom mod or some shit.
Okay, I feel like I need to look at that real quick, because...
Yeah, pause.
Okay. All right, so you open up this room, and you saw the pews, and then you see the iron gate towards the north that you can kind of see from where you're angled that you can see that it goes to a courtyard. Go ahead and make me a perception check while you're in here.
Natural 1.
You're still grievously injured.
I lose a hit point, straining my eyes looking around.
So, Adalar
As soon as he walks into the room, he just looks at the dais, and for a moment he's just taken back to an earlier time when he first started preaching, and he just gets lost in thought, and he just thinks about just the embarrassment, how hard it was, the stage fright, how just... And then all this to say that he rolled a natural one.
I was just about to say, what did you roll?
I rolled an 8, and I thought I was doing shit.
he's just staring at that dais like, oh man, like.
Kezzer's like, you can't miss it already, can you?
Oh, because it's
just don't roll. Elks just don't roll his eyes. I got an 18.
You got an 18. So you find pieces of cloth that look like they're Order of the Nail Hell Knight insignias. They look like that.
Oh.
Yeah,
these are sinister looking.
These are just sort of scattered about on
the
floor.
I love the Order of the Nail.
It's so badass.
Sinister.
The best
that's
one.
Awesome.
I told you guys, this is so fucking metal. I love everything about this.
For our listeners, pause right now and Google Order of the Nail and...
Yeah, you'll find one of the... Gosh. Yeah, it's pretty badass. Yeah. So you pick it up and it doesn't look in great condition, but you feel like another Hell Knight would actually like find these to have a lot of value in them because they are official insignias, so...
Do I have to like roll a check for that sort of like the appraisal or no?
These
are worthless, and I'll just
take them. They're not useless to you, but you're like, I mean, Helm Knight would actually appreciate these, so
yeah.
Oh wait, how was that dagger? We didn't loot the body.
Oh yeah,
you didn't loot anything in that room.
Nope. Yeah,
because there's like we should clear that other room first.
And Adelar is all too happy to go back to the other room. He's like, yes, we should go back.
While Elquin is going to take all the the Order and stuff.
Yep.
And just kind of like absentmindedly just put them in a bag and just not really saying anything.
Kezra's going to head over to the fort and he's just going to like kick it over.
Okay.
Oh no! And then there's like, we were playing.
It smells way worse in here now because he kicked over one of the bunk beds.
Benson goes up to the door that overlooks the courtyard.
Okay, the iron gate.
It's an iron gate.
Yeah. It's
Do I see anything in the courtyard?
As you're walking up, you actually hear people arguing outside in the courtyard.
Oh gosh.
Do you speak Goblin by chance?
No.
Then you have no idea what they're saying.
Okay.
So
have you communicated that you know Goblin yet?
I mean, I may have said something to Bumble, whatever.
What? Warble?
Warble.
Where are you right now?
I'm in the altar room right there.
Okay.
Because I was taking those things.
Elkwood.
Yeah. Come here.
Yes, Benson. He's a quiet. Up. Stealth up there.
All right. All right, so make me a perception check to hear them arguing.
Jeez. Okay. Well, there you go. That's a 7.
7. You can hear just people. You can hear goblin insults being thrown back and forth, but you can't really decipher much of the actual context. It just sounds like people are just like really like angry at each other, and they're like threatening each other, and it sounds like there's a situation going on out in the courtyard somewhere.
It sounds like childish insults thrown back and forth. How about could he stealth up a little bit, like disappear more?
Yeah, so go ahead and roll a stealth check to walk up to the iron gate, because you can see through it.
There you go. That's a 22.
Okay, so with a 22, you're looking around, and you see a few things happening. You see a halfling that has a goblin and a headlock with a dagger to her face, and you see a bunch of other goblins on the other side of the battlements. They're way up top. Hmm. And they're arguing, you know, they're screaming in Goblin and throwing insults, but also asking him to let her go. And you also see what looks to be a six-legged lizard dragon thing on the ground, just pacing back and forth, waiting for one of them to fall.
Oh, shit. Is there a check for, like, to see if these were the Bumble Brashers?
They looked like the Bumble Brasher goblins.
How would I know they're Bumble Brasher?
Right, well, they're the goblins.
Hey, we're Bumble Brasher. Like the freaking guild.
Color scheme, it's yellow and black.
Yeah. I'm just thinking like the Lollipop Guild or something.
We're the Bumble Brashers.
Okay, and this halfling, like, is there anything about her or him?
Him. Okay. He looks like a halfling. You've seen him around town a few times. You think that might be Calmont.
Calmont?
Calmont.
Oh, the assistant.
Yeah,
librarian.
The guy that set the fire to the call to the town hall.
Okay. How far am I from Benson right now? Because I don't relay that info. He's like, it looks like Helmut, and he has a one of the bumble brushes in a headlock.
All right. I move back as fast as I can, try to get the other two. Kezra, Aladar.
I'm holding the dagger. What? Is there anything cool about this dagger?
So while they were...
in the other side.
now we shift over to these two. Go ahead and roll me a perception check in the room.
Twenty.
So Adelar is still kind of freaked. He's just that dais. That dais is really just got him shook, man. He's like in this creepy castle.
You roll a two.
I rolled a natural one again for perception. So
it's okay. He shouldn't roll another one.
He's listlessly like, you know, sifting through like the body of this bugbear, but he's like not paying attention at all.
Got it.
It's like kicking it. It's just.
Okay, so as you're looking around in the room, you can look through her stuff. She had just three daggers. They were just dirty, that's all. But with that very nice perception check, you find, you search through some of the rooms as well. You can see right into them.
Yeah, I'm like kicking in all these small rooms.
Yeah. You find a lesser Tanglefoot bag.
Oh, cool.
A lesser flask of bottled lightning. In the middle
Kezra bed, immediately stashes that.
Okay. In the metal bedchamber,
what was the bottled lightning you said?
Yeah, a lesser flask of bottled lightning.
Gotcha.
In the middle bedchamber, your perception check reveals a minor healing potion.
Nice.
In the eastern, you also find something called a wolf fang talisman.
Is there a check I can do for that? Nature?
It would be...
Arcana?
It would be Arcana, yeah. Yeah, because it's magical in nature.
14.
14. Yeah, I'll just give it to you. So a wolf talisman, it's one of the talismans that in second edition where you can attach it to a weapon or something like that. So the wolf fang talisman. This wolf canine is bound to a strip of leather and tied to a buckle or a strap on a suit of armor. When you activate the fang, you deal bludgeoning damage equal to your strength modifier to the target of your trip attack. If your trip would already deal physical damage, that doesn't include an ability modifier, add your strength modifier to that damage. So if you successfully trip a foe, you deal damage to them, as opposed to just tripping them.
Oh.
Yep,
neat. Oh, that's only if you can trip them, though. Unfortunately.
Yeah, you can attempt a trip.
Yeah, trips.
Yeah, but I mean,
could you attach it to an animal?
Can I just tie it around Skolt's neck?
It did say to armor.
It did say to armor.
I'll give him armor.
If parting armor is a thing in 2E, which it might be, why not?
But, so Kezra holds up the potion of bottle lightning. So I know that's what it is. I don't have to check.
Yeah.
Think I could get the skill to make one of these one day.
Ah, I know you dabbled in, for lack of a better word, snake oils, but
people will buy them. I'm glad to take their money.
Cool.
Did someone come back and get us?
Well, there's one more room actually.
Oh, okay.
To the west in the central room, your perception check reveals, you've seen plenty of these traveling around with Adelar, two flasks of holy water and a wooden shield.
Ah.
Useless. You can have these, my friend.
Ah, thank you.
I like this plank shield. You know.
Yeah, it's definitely the plank shield from Dark Souls that when you see someone that has one, you're like, oh, I'm fucked.
This dude's not messing around.
He's using the weakest weapons. He's damn good.
It's a naked fuck with a plank shield and a wooden club. He's going to destroy you.
So the most terrified I've ever been was our Lord and Dude's game, and he was naked with two smo hammers.
Yeah, that's all it takes.
I'm fucked.
So I guess when Benson comes in to get us, the last thing was there's a hallway and another room that we haven't checked on the far side, but... I guess I come back to you.
Okay.
As I walk by you, I just like put the wolf talisman into your chest and be like, you can use this.
I put it in my pocket.
Okay. He's like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, you have no idea what it is. So.
No, I don't.
So it looks cool.
Yeah, it looks neat. Okay, so So you guys are going to head out to the courtyard?
Well, first, before we open anything up, I'm just going to tell them there's something happening outside. Keep your voice down. What?
What?
Affleck.
You want to go first?
I think that would be the better idea.
Well, wait, Benson, what is going on?
There seems to... And then I'm just... Sorry. There seems to be an altercation out there. Well, there's a halfling deal. Calvert? Was it Calvert?
Calmont.
Calmont is currently in this courtyard with one of the bumble brashes. And he's put him in a headlock. And there's also some sort of six-legged lizard creature.
Can we see through the gate?
Yes, you can see through the gate.
Ha ha ha. Small folk squabbles. Let's get in there.
You fight like a halfling.
Does Benson believe that you're going to just bust in there?
No. I was going to let you go first.
Okay. Oh, I'll consider it. But he's going to see... Is there another way of getting in this courtyard?
There's an entrance on the other side, I believe.
Like, because right now they're fighting in the middle.
And real quick, but it's completely covered in rubble. Yeah.
Okay, I was trying to see
and real quick,
get a better position.
Is Calmont the one who has the goblin in a headlock?
Yes.
Calmont, the halfling, has a goblin in a headlock, and he has this knife to her throat. And then the other goblins on the on the other side of the battlements way up top are like screaming obscenities at him, but also asking him to let her go. It's not a very
goblins trying to convince someone.
Right, yeah.
If you all would like, I could cause a distraction.
At this,
I don't like the idea of going there open, so...
He's going to use... because I can use perception to hunt prey beforehand, right? Since I see him, Calmont. I can have him as my target.
At this point. Yeah. If you want. Now it's way up there. It's like over 25 feet up. And you would have to deal with the big lizard thing that's just sort of pacing back and forth in the middle of the courtyard.
So wait, they're where are they? They're raised up somewhere.
So, on the courtyard has stairs that turn to rubble. And then those go all the way up to the top of the citadel, and you can look up from the gate and see them arguing, but you can't make out details of the conversation.
I thought they were like level for some reason.
Okay. No.
So the only thing that's beyond this gate is a dirt pit with a drake thingy.
Yes.
Okay.
Can we do any knowledge check on this thing?
Real quick, I don't mean to. Retcon anything, but I forgot that I have a first level feat that lets me roll d10s instead of d8s for healing.
Oh,
so Kelly, do you want to take back the HP I gave you, and then I can roll d10s for you?
He's all rolling.
You had one.
Did you ever give me that second healing anyway?
No, I don't think I did.
Okay, well, yeah.
So
go
I'll
ahead
just give you the first healing, and we'll see how you are.
He's gonna roll ones.
You initially gave me nine.
Yeah. So it'd be 2d8 plus
2d10, right?
What? 2d10. Sorry, 2d10 plus.
What?
Sounds right.
You're the cleric, man.
I know.
You're the cleric, man. Cleric, man.
I'm getting good at memorizing all this shit, but it's going to be a while.
Yeah. It's like going from...
It's still a lot.
It's like I remember first edition.
Yeah, I know first edition really well. Second edition, I'm learning well.
Jesus.
Yeah, I think it's plus my spell level. Yeah, so 2d10 plus 1.
Okay.
All right.
See it.
All right.
Are you using the 2 action one on me?
Yeah. Oh, wait. I thought... Oh, just plus 8?
Yeah.
Increase the hit point restored by 8.
It just gives you...
Oh, okay. So 6 plus 8, 14 plus 1, so 15.
Hey, is that better, I guess?
Yes.
All right.
That,
awesome.
So the one action one is just the one. A d8. The two action is a 30-foot range single target, 1d8 plus 8. Mm-hmm. And then the three action is the 30-foot emanation.
Yeah. And it's the channel from first edition. Yeah,
right.
Yep.
It's pretty cool.
So that second one is pretty sick.
Yeah. So heightened, that's when I add another d10. Okay, I see that now. Okay.
Yes.
Got you.
So... Back to the task at hand.
Sorry.
How do you want to deal
can we
with the situation?
Can we see the lizard? Like, so we see the lizard, right?
Yeah, can we do nature on it?
Yeah.
You can roll me a knowledge arcana, actually.
Okay.
Aw, yeah.
Never mind.
Arcana check is what it is.
I got one, actually.
Would Lore Dragon work?
Yeah.
From the Arcana, I got a 20.
My Arcana was garbage. Natural 20 on the lore. For 23 for lore dragons?
Not 20!
You heard of the Grolodon before.
Ooh.
Grolodons are vicious predators that appear crocodilian in form, but are in fact distant offshoots of dragonkind. They make their dens in the shallows of fetid ponds and isolated corners of large bodies of water, usually in rural swamps or woodlands. Driven almost entirely by their base desire to feed, Grolodons spend most of their time swimming leisurely underwater looking for prey such as fish or waterfowl. Possessed by a greed befitting their more majestic dragon cousins, Grolodons often take down larger prey than they need, jealously guarding the corpses to keep scavengers away as the meat rots. A typical Grolodon is 16 feet long from its snout to the tip of its tail and weighs 1,500 pounds.
Wow. What?
Okay.
A Grolodon stench may seem supernaturally disgusting, but it's simply the result of the creature's fetid habitat and diet of rotting, waterlogged meat.
Ugh.
These are the vermin of dragonkind, but don't let that fool you into thinking they're not dangerous.
Christ. With all of that, you also know that they have a few abilities that they like to use in combat. One of them is body slam.
Yeah.
Sounds it's going to sit on you.
The Grolodon swings its tail at each adjacent enemy and attempts to trip each creature adjacent to it. Just one fell swoop. Just whoosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Deep breath. This is one of the things that I was like, this is fucked up. A Grolodon, that's the thing where it can hold its breath for 225 rounds. Noxious breath.
Oh, okay.
The Grolodon hisses and unleashes a nauseating cloud of hytosis in a 15-foot cone. Each creature in the area must succeed a fortitude save or become sickened.
That's gross.
I don't think we should go it right on in.
Not.
If anything, I think we should try to get in on the other side and make a beeline for the stairs.
That's what the Grolodon looks like, by the way.
Or we continue to explore around.
I thought you said it has 6 legs.
I thought it did. It doesn't.
Okay. Okay, that makes... I mean, it's fine. It's just a giant freaking crocodile that can spew noxious breath.
It's a dragon. It says so.
I know.
I could get us up the stairs without it seeing us. But perhaps we should continue to explore around.
We also have to take care of this situation.
Yeah, there is a hostage situation. There is
a hostage situation, and they don't know that we're here yet. We have to take this into consideration.
So you, Adelar. I think this thing is too dangerous for us to go sprinting right in at.
Because you said it's below, right?
Yeah, so the Grolodon is on the ground floor, and it's looking up at the tasty treats on top of the battlements, and it's just sort of pacing back and forth.
I think we need to get around to the top.
And yes. The hostage situation is up.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like I said, I can get us up the stairs without it seeing us.
The stairs are collapsed, but there is a rope hanging down, so you would have to climb the rope to get to the stairs.
Oh, dear.
The problem I see with this is the moment we... Would we have enough time to use the rope before the creature? Oh, well.
Yes.
Because its full concentration is up on those targets at the moment.
All right.
Yeah. Yep.
Let's do this.
All right. You open the door, and it goes...
No, not from this side.
Oh, not from this side.
No, I cannot get us from this side. I said the other side.
Okay. All right, so you want to travel to... You want to walk around to the other side and then go in that way?
Yes. Try to, yes.
Okay. Well, you guys can walk around next week.
Oh, no!
Dun, dun, dun.
Since I almost died, I'm terrified.